Now in verse 7, he says, "And when ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet." Now, I think wars, like false Christ, characterize the whole age. And no believer should be disturbed by wars, and wars are not the sign of the end of the age. Neither Antichrist nor wars indicate that we're at the end of the age. And when I say Antichrist, I mean all of these false Antichrists. Now, there'll finally come the Antichrist. All of these are pointing to him, of course. Now, in verse 8, and I continue to read, "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows." Isn't it interesting in this day when man feels he's so civilized and he has so many gadgets and he's making the world such a wonderful place, all of a sudden he's discovered that he's polluting the world, that he's going to make it uninhabitable, and that before long, unless he cuts down the population explosion, he's going to starve to death. That's what the Bible says, friends. That would characterize it. It's interesting that this book that men have despised has been so accurate about it. A few years ago, they thought science would solve the problems of the world. It's made problems now that neither science nor the world can solve at all. Even Bernard Shaw had to say, "The science to which I pin my faith has failed me." And now he says you're beholding an atheist who has lost his faith. Oh my, how tragic for an atheist to lose his faith. May I say to you, these are the things that characterize the age. Now, verse 9, he says, "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils." Now, I don't think he's talking about the church here. "And in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake. And the gospel must first be published among all nations." Now, what gospel? The gospel of the grace of God? Yes, it's grace, all right, but it's the gospel of the kingdom. And doesn't mean there are two gospels, as we saw that it was labeled. Our Lord labeled it in the Olivet Discourse, and I think that he must have gone over this. I think in any gospel, you have only a brief account. There's no gospel writer attempts to give us a biography or to cover all of the details of any incident that they are recording. Each one is doing it for a purpose. Now, it's the gospel of the kingdom. That's a facet of the same gospel that we preach today with this distinction. There'll be salvation by the grace of God. And God's never had but one way to save sinners, but by the death of Christ. But very frankly, the emphasis will be here, repent, he's coming. And when they say it in that day, it'll be in the great tribulation period, it'll be accurate, friend. Now, notice this, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." Now, this is no verse for a lazy preacher to use for not preparing a sermon. And I have met the brethren that have said that they use this. I remember a friend of mine down in Texas told me that he was at Temple, Texas one morning waiting. He'd changed trains there, and he was going out to a little town to preach. And there was a black man there with a long Prince Albert coat, and he kept eyeing him. And finally, this man came over and said to him, "Are you a preacher?" And he said, "Yes." And he was walking up and down, going over his notes for his sermon. He says, "What you doing?" He says, "I'm going over my notes for my sermon." He says, "You mean that you prepare your sermon beforehand?" And this man said, "Well, don't you?" And the black man said, "No, I don't." And he said, "I wait till I get up there, and the Spirit of God gives me the message." And this man said to him, "Well, says, suppose that the Spirit of God doesn't give you the message immediately when you get up, what do you do?" "Oh," he says, "I just mess around till he does." There's been a whole lot of messing around today, friends. This is not for that. This is in that day when the 144,000 of the nation Israel are witnesses. This is a message for them in that day. This is not an excuse for you and me not to prepare our Sunday school lesson. Now, will you notice? We find here that there'll be betrayal. We've seen that before. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And that's anti-Semitism worldwide. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We've seen that that means that when he puts his seal upon them in that day, they're going to make it through to the end.